Welcome back to the Who's Judging podcast. My name's Danny.
I'm Connor.
Today, I think, is my favorite episode ever. We're going to talk about vegan restaurants in San Diego.
Ooh, the foodie that gets her chance.
My specialty.
Yep. Danny and food.
Yeah. It's like, I made it my mission to like go to all the vegan restaurants in San Diego when they were open. Like, as soon as they opened, I'd be there.
And now you finally get to use your talent and information for good.
I'm so excited. Like, there weren't that many when I went vegan. So these were popping up. I was like, oh my God, I can eat somewhere. Like, I remember like hitting that point where I was like, I can't believe I'm sitting at an all vegan restaurant.
These places are our saviors.
Yes. They're a thing now. There's so many in San Diego now.
And now they get to have Danny rate them and tell you the goods and the bads.
Okay. So just a quick warning. In today's episode, we have dogs in the audience. There's three dogs. You'll hear a little pause. You'll hear a big pause. Maybe a little bit of slurping. Maybe a little bit of snoring.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
All the little dog noises, they'll be here, okay? Sorry.
We have to be supportive. We're vegans. We support the animals.
Sorry in advance. Okay, so we have a long list here. We're using the Vegan in San Diego website just because they list them all in alphabetical order. Ooh. And there's a few here that I have not been to, obviously, because it's a long list. But I'll talk about the ones that I've been to. So I've been to Donna Jean. Have you been to Donna Jean?
Nope.
Okay, so that's a very popular one. Like, people like that. So it's more like a nice dinner place. Like, okay. If like you want to go there on a date or with like friends and like have a drink, have pizza or pasta, like nice appetizers. And
sounds expensive.
It's pretty nice. It's pricey. My thing with Donna Jean is I think I've been, I don't know, a total of 6 times in my life. And good. I did not like it up until the last time.
Wow.
I did not give up. I didn't give up.
The wrong items the first few 5 times?
So the thing is, like, maybe, but I'm not going to say that they were bad. Like, they weren't bad. I was just like, I don't get it.
They weren't impressing you.
Right. They were not impressing me at all. Like they're okay. And like, I'd always feel sick after. Like, they have like this mushroom, like fried oyster mushroom thing that is very promising. It looks promising and it sounds delicious. And then every time I'm like, oh my God, this thing absorbs so much oil.
Right. No, they do.
And then I'd feel so sick at the end of it. And I don't know. And then I tried their mac and cheese and it was underwhelming. I don't know. But for some reason, I always kept going back because my thing is like,
you want to support the vegan places.
Of course. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, my thing is trying a place maximum 3 times. And I don't think you'll change my mind. But I kept going. And then this last time that I went, I had pizza and pasta. And it was delicious. And I had not tried the pizza before.
That's bold. Because we all know you're a pizza, you know, critic.
Yeah.
To be specific.
But yeah, like, it's not like a pepperoni pizza by any means, but it was good. It was like ricotta with like mushrooms or something.
So it passed your test.
It was great. It was great. Yes. I'd definitely go back. Perfect date night spot. For sure.
1 out of 10.
Let's give it an 8.
Okay. That's pretty good. Especially because it took 5 tries to get there.
Exactly. Because I feel like you have to know what to get. And if you know what to get, it's delicious. And if you don't, it's underwhelming. Right. It's not bad.
A lot of restaurants have those dishes that kind of aren't their thing. Mm-hmm. But they try expanding the menu.
Yeah. And then we have El Veganito, which is vegan Mexican food.
I've actually been to that one.
Yeah, you have? Yeah. What'd you think?
It was pretty good. Oh, what did I get? I know the girl. I actually took a girl to a vegan restaurant.
Oh, wow. And you didn't tell me last time.
You know, she drove all the way from TJ, so I had to take her to a, you know, vegan restaurant, which is synonymous for an expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
And so she got the birria or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't have the accent, but
birria.
There it is. And I got the carne asada fries.
Was it good?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
And we got it's the horchata good. Accent.
The horchata's not good.
There you go.
Horchata.
There we go.
It's okay. No, it's not bad. It's
Yeah.
Meh.
If I want that, I'll just eat some Cinnamon Toast Crunch and just, you know, eat all the cereal. The milk. And there we go.
The leftover. That's how you get it. Yeah. No, El Vainito is really good. I don't know what to say. I like it. That's all I got to say. Like, I don't have much to say besides it's pretty good. But I guess the reason why I'm not like, oh my God, yes. Like, it's because like I can make those things better. I'm sorry, but like I am Mexican. So like, that's like my thing. Like I can make it at home, but when I don't feel like making it, that's where I'm going to go because it's delicious.
Right. It's good when you don't have to make it all the time.
Yeah.
Still get it. All right. Yeah. So we're going to have to make this more restaurant stylish. So 0 out of 5 stars. We have to do stars.
That's You're right. So now let's see. Donna Jean is going to get...
It's got to be 4 stars, right?
It has to be 4 stars.
You gave it 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right.
So Donna Jean's 4 stars and El Veganito is going to be... Oh, that makes it harder because 3 is average. And I'm not going to say it's average.
But it's just there's... But see, we're only comparing versus the vegan restaurants, you know? So there's not a whole lot to compare it to. I mean, how many vegan Mexican restaurants?
I'm comparing it to my taste buds. I'm going to give it a 4.
Wow. Same as...
It's good. Dungeon. It's really good. Yeah.
It's pretty
good. For sure. Yeah.
I'd go somewhere between 3.5 and 4.
Okay.
But you've had a lot more of the... Been to a lot more of the restaurants.
There's no other Mexican food like that that's vegan.
There's really not. There's not many places.
I'll give it a 4. Evolution. You haven't been to Evolution? I'm surprised because Evolution is one of the OGs.
Yeah, it's just... It's like, where is it?
Hillcrest.
Yes,
yeah, like in front of Balboa Park.
Most of them are just too far from me. Like, I don't make it down there other than work very often.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Okay, so Evolution has a drive-thru. And it's one of, like, the only drive-thrus. I think it's the first drive-thru for a vegan restaurant in San Diego. And they are, like, fast food style, but they're actually not as, like, highly processed as other places. Like, it tastes pretty homey, like homemade.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty delicious. I'm obsessed. Like, I kind of stopped going for a bit because I was like, okay, like, I don't know what to get anymore. Like, I don't want a burger because they have burgers and like, they're okay. And then I started getting the wraps and they're so good. Like, they have like a pesto chicken mozzarella wrap or whatever. It was so good.
That does sound good.
So good. So you have to go.
Pesto is clutch. It's undeniable.
Yeah. Their fries are great. Like, their shakes are actually great, except this one time that I got a nasty shake. We couldn't drink it. Like, I couldn't because my boyfriend and I were sharing it. We could not finish it.
What was wrong with it?
I don't know. What was wrong with it?
It tasted too much like soy milk as opposed to an actual, like, shake.
So it wasn't sweet enough.
Not necessarily, because we're not huge on sweets. I think that, like, maybe it wasn't ready because maybe they make their own ice cream and like it wasn't like actual like ice cream yet. It just was like drinking
soy milk. They rushed it.
I think so because it wasn't as creamy or thick. So we had that bad experience, but it's fine. That happens, I guess. But when I had been craving it and then that happens, it's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but how many shakes have you had there?
So many.
So one bad one is fine.
I guess.
You go enough that you were bound to have a bad one eventually.
Yeah. We keep having them. So I'm going to give Evolution... they also have like a patio, which is really nice. They don't have indoor dining. It's like outside. They actually share... It's right next door to Donna Jean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they share a parking lot. I'm going to give Evolution a 4 as well. That's good. These are good.
Starting off good with the list.
Yeah. Now we have Hazel and Jade Bakery. Have you been there?
No.
So Connor lives kind of far from all these places, so I can understand why you don't. I worked Hillcrest North Park many years. That's where
sense.
All the places are. So yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I've tried everything. So Hazel and Jade, it's 3-ish years old, I think. And I think it's one of the first vegan bakeries, like all vegan bakeries, and they are delicious. When I started working in Hillcrest, I'd go there in the mornings to get a ham and cheese croissant
Wow.
Great. So great. Like, you have to try that too.
All right. What are your go-tos there?
The croissant.
Anything else?
So I'm not huge on sweets.
Right.
So I do love, like I pick the ham and cheese croissant, right? So that's great. But everything I've tried from them is delicious. And I haven't been in a long time, years probably, because I moved away and I haven't been since I came back.
So anyone that wants to go, the ham and cheese croissant,
get it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hazel and Jade gets a 4 as well.
I'm just waiting for the first loser who doesn't get a 4 star
rating. It'll happen. It'll happen. Actually, maybe. Maybe it'll happen. I'm not sure. We have Kindred.
We promised them the good and the bad. They can't all be 4.
It'll happen. It'll happen. It's not going to be Kindred, though. Kindred's not bad. It's delicious.
All right. What's your favorite thing to get at Kindred?
For a while, I was getting that pulled jackfruit sandwich, barbecue sandwich. Yeah. Have you been there?
No, but I've had pulled barbecue jackfruit.
Okay. So Kindred is more like a date night kind of place. And it's like a bar. And they have lots of cocktails. It's in South Park. It's beautiful. It's South Park? Super. It's like super like dark, and I don't know. It's pretty cool. It has a theme going.
Okay.
And there's always a long wait. That's my favorite thing to get. And then I also like their Soul Crush is what the dish is called, which is basically like mashed potatoes and I think asparagus and like chicken, but they use a Gardein.
Okay.
So for that, I'm going to give Kindred a 3.
3?
Yes.
You just told us Kindred wasn't going to be the loser that got less
3 than 4. Is not a loser.
But I said, which loser is going to get less than 4? And you
2
said,
and 1 is a loser. Not Kindred. Well, I just remembered that they use Gardein.
So. I hope Kindred doesn't listen to this.
Like, don't use Gardein if, like, come on. Like, I can do that at home. I can just put in the air fryer. No,
a lot of restaurants. A lot of, maybe right. not yeah, the yeah, all yeah. vegan, but yeah, a lot but of the restaurants not, do it.
So I'm holding Kindred to higher standards.
Right.
Because it's pricier and it's like, it's not fast food.
Oh, I'm not saying you shouldn't have given that ring. I'm saying that that's a problem is a lot of them do use like the Gardein.
Yeah.
Which gives
but
them
Kindred no, shouldn't be.
It gives them nothing to differentiate them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually why I like the Loving Hut because they do make their own or they have their own. It's not just a bunch of Gardein and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of it is, but they like,
yeah, I feel like they do use some. Yeah.
They use some, but a lot less than most of the restaurants.
Yeah. But if you were to go to like Evolution, you expect something you expect like that. More. But if you go to Kindred, you walk in there and you tell me if you expect to be served Gardein. So Kindred, they also need to change the menu. I was obsessed during brunch because they have brunch on the weekends.
Okay.
So if you're ever looking for a brunch place, that's a good place to go to. And I was obsessed with like their. They were like potato cakes.
Okay.
They were delicious. I mean, I'm telling you, I would order like 4 sides of it because they would only give you like 1 little cake.
Right. They do that.
Maybe 2.
Not enough.
I ordered so many of those and they weren't cheap, but I was like, give me all the potato. And then they took it away from the menu. I don't know why. It was the saddest thing ever.
That's crazy. Because you know there's plenty of potatoes going around.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Now they serve the lame-ass house potatoes. Sorry, is that lame-ass?
So they kept the potatoes, too.
Yes, so now they have house potatoes. So basically, yeah, diced baked potatoes. Like, come on, with like rosemary or whatever. I hate those so much.
That's the real reason you gave them 3 stars.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Gardein. You were hurt by the potatoes.
I might go down to a 2 now. No, I'm not going to go down to a 2 because I go there often, but... 3.
You might not be let in anymore.
I know. I'll let you introduce the next one.
Is the next one Loving Hut?
Yes.
It's the best one.
The only one you go to.
Hey, that's got to speak for something.
Loving Hut is good. It's good.
And I've actually been to all 3 of the ones in San Diego.
I've only been to the one on El Cajon Boulevard.
Well, that's the good. That's the one with the BLT and everything. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's the best menu. So if you're going to go to ones that... One of the other ones is more like Asian themed, which is fine, but just like even that one in the on the El Cajon Boulevard still has some of the Asian ones.
Oh, when I go there, I get the Asian dishes. Right. I don't so get anything
like when,
else.
But it's like when you go to the other one, it's like a full Asian menu. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you can still get that at the other one.
Yeah.
But you know,
I haven't tried the non-Asian dishes at Loving Hut, so but you have.
Yeah. The BLT is to die for.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
The bacon.
Yeah.
It's good.
Do they make it themselves?
I don't know, but it doesn't, it's not like any of the store products I've seen. Like, it tastes pretty good. Like, when we order out at work, like, my coworkers will, like, get it. Like, we'll just all go get Loving Hut. Mm-hmm. And oh, so, like, good. They'll get the stuff like that. Like, I've had the shrimp tacos.
Oh, those are good.
Yes, those are really
good. I remember good. Now.
And mm-hmm. so they have, like, the carne asada burrito is okay. It's just kind of like, the carne asada is hard to replace.
It's hard to get, yeah.
Especially at, like, a restaurant level right. where they have to serve enough. Mm-hmm. Where if you're trying at home, you can make like one thing of it, which yeah. is fine. But yeah, the fish tacos and the shrimp tacos go hard. That's what my coworker got. Mm-hmm. And you have to get the Texas fries if you go. They load that up with the vegan sour cream, the chives, the jalapenos, cheese. And they're like the thick fries.
I'm about to send my personal assistant to get some.
It's the best thing to get.
That sounds so good. So what do you give it?
You give me too much power because now the Loving Hut is going to get 5 stars.
5 stars?
You gave me the ability to give out the first 5-star rating.
There's nothing that you can say. Nothing.
But there's nothing negative bad. To say
okay.
about it.
Okay.
Other than the other locations.
Okay.
They're not as good. So it's like Loving Hut as a whole, maybe like 4 stars, but okay. that location that is 5 stars.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 4.
That's a fair rating.
It's good.
You haven't tried the Texas it's fries, good, but so the you thing, don't have the magic ingredient
right,
yet.
That's true. The thing is that like I think I search for something that like brings me back, and I don't go there often for right. some reason. Like I'm guessing there's not that one dish that makes me want to go back
probably,
that much.
Yeah.
But those shrimp tacos, I forgot about those, yeah. so I might go.
They go hard.
Yeah. All right. Maya's cookies, I'm guessing you haven't tried.
Guessing right?
they're more new.
That's the shame bell.
Yeah. They're delicious. They're cookies. They're delicious. They're accessible. I'm not going to say much. I'm sorry, Maya's cookies, but there's not much to say about cookies.
There's cookies. That's
there's not much to say about cookies. They're great.
Well, the thing you can tell us is what to get. What cookie do you go get?
I'm not a huge sweets person. Maybe right. that's why. I'm just like, okay, cool. They're cookies. Like, I'm all about the salty stuff or whatever, the chips. But I get chocolate chip because I'm lean right. like that, because I'm not about to get like the everything on it. Like,
you're not adventurous.
I'm not like that. Yeah.
With your sweets.
With sweets.
Say.
With sweets. Yes. But I'll give it a 5 for cookies.
I think that was like, you know, the lamest buildup to 5 I've ever heard.
Because they're like, cookies.
You're like, cookies. Not much to say. Oh, I just get chocolate chip. You know, not adventurous, my sweets, but 5 stars.
They're delicious. But I'm telling you, it's because they did the job right.
Yeah.
That's it.
So they did the job and the cookies right, but cookies don't excite you.
Exactly. That's
why,
what it is.
That's why when you gave your ring, you're like, 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly.
You gave it a 5, but with no emphasis, not excited to give it.
Exactly.
All right. They're going to take their 5. They've joined the 5 club.
I'm so excited about the next one. Mothership. Because it recently opened. And it's a sister restaurant to Kindred.
Is it good enough to be named the Mothership? That makes it seem like the
I don't
all
know.
Important.
So they have this like tiki space theme.
Okay.
It's very beautiful. I thought it was on an episode of Big Bang Theory because there was like lots of nerdy looking people around me, which was great. We love it. But the food was delicious, but it's more like appetizer style, I feel okay. like. I don't know. Like, the dishes on their own, they weren't enough. Like, I got, like, the tofu, which came in a banana leaf, which was almost mimicking a tamal. I'm not going to say tamale. Tamal. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Those are definitely more exciting than cookies.
They are. They are more exciting.
So do you think they serve like small dishes that you try a lot of things, or are they
maybe.
Still like normally
they're pricey
priced?
Though.
So
they're no, they're
price.
Pricey. Yeah. They're pricey, but they're also again, just like a piece of tofu. It was great. Don't get me wrong. I think just go with the idea that you're going to like pick at food and drink, but not necessarily you're not going to get like a full on dish.
Okay.
And then I think we also tried like a curry noodle situation. That was very delicious. It was spicy. It was great. And then what else did we get? Potato. Oh, that
you
one
knew
potato.
There was potatoes.
There's always potatoes. I love potatoes. The potato was delicious as well. The thing is, I think the way it is an experience, yes, that's cute or whatever. But the thing that I think I'm always looking for is like me waiting to have it again, and I'm not waiting to have it again.
Okay.
You know?
So it really was like an experience. Like you've experienced it and that's enough.
And it was great.
For now, at least.
Yeah. I'm going to give Mothership a 4.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the, out of the stuff you had, what was the best one?
The potatoes.
The best dish, of course.
The drinks were great.
Okay. So what drinks did you
I will go there? Back there for drinks often.
So cocktails?
Cocktails, yeah.
Okay. So what did you get? Like, what are their...
It was kind of like I asked her, what's your most popular? She said this one. I forgot what it was called. Can you look it up? We took a picture of it.
So they're like unique cocktails.
Very unique. Well, not the one I got, because it's I asked her what's the most popular one. She said this one, and it turns out to be like a piña colada situation. Okay. But it was actually delicious. Like, not a generic basic piña colada. It was great, but it was also extremely strong. Like, they limit you that drink. There's a few drinks that are like, they have like the scale.
Okay.
Of like how
strong it is.
Strong it is. And it was like the highest, and they limit 2 per person for that drink. So, you know, I was drunk with one. I walked out of there like, hold me, please.
All right. So what did you rate the restaurant?
4.
All right. So let's break it down. Food, just the food out of 5 stars.
4.
And the drinks.
5. Okay. For sure.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So it's like an experience plus okay food in small portions with really good cocktails.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. There we go.
So we couldn't get the name of the drink for you.
It'll come in the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
It's still coming. All right. What's next?
Mind Killer. Okay. So it's called
Sounds
the Mind
about
Killer.
Right. You said you were drunk after 1.
Yeah.
That's a mind killer.
I think I was mind killed. I don't think I was able to think after a while there. Okay, so native foods. I would have thought that you would have tried native foods.
I'm not sure there's very many left on that list that I've been to. 1 or 2. So as we go down, that's going to be the recurring theme of this episode. Name? No. Wow, really? Oh, yeah. Oh.
I am shocked.
All right,
guys,
so tell us about this one.
Native foods is like fast food. Burgers. They have like their seasonal stuff. Like, they'll add something, whatever. It's good. Underwhelming. I don't have much to say. Rather than if I'm near it and there's nothing else to eat, I'll eat it. I'm not going to drive there for it. My boyfriend, however, really likes it. When we're thinking of places to go, he'll be like, let's go to Native Foods. And I'm like,
All right. So what's the dish? What's
hamburgers.
Okay.
Are they that good? So Native Foods is going to get a 3 from me because it does a job.
Okay.
That's it.
It's not bad. That's above average.
Yeah.
It's all you can expect from a fast food place.
I think so. Yeah. And they're like, there's 2 in San Diego, so
okay,
that's convenient, you know. Oh, we have Peace Pies. That one's in Ocean Beach. That's a raw vegan place.
Oh,
it is very good. I was obsessed with their kale chips.
Okay, yeah.
For a while, they're so great. They're pricey,
kale
like
chips?
A little bag.
Are kale chips raw vegan though?
Yeah, so that what they do is they don't actually bake them, they dehydrate them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Seems like cheating the system.
Kinda, yeah. but they're not cooking them.
Yeah,
So. And they're crunchy and nutritional yeast. I don't know what they put on them. They were delicious. But a little bag was like $8. And I'm talking years. I haven't been there in years. So right now, you already know that that's 15 or something. Yeah.
Probably.
So, Peace Pies, I'm going to give it 3.
I'll probably have to look into it.
Because raw, you like raw vegan?
Well, it's something I was looking into.
Oh, okay.
Like with like certain things like sodium levels and stuff, that's a way. I want to try to do it like once a week maybe.
Oh, okay.
That way I can like make the diet a little healthier.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Nah, I said I was going to do it like the beginning of the year, and I don't think I've eaten raw vegan one day. One day of the year.
Okay, so then you go to Peace Pies, and then you're going to be like, oh, I can do this.
Going raw vegan is like most people's going vegan for me. You know, I'm like, oh, this is so hard.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not going to try. There's no way.
I don't want to go raw. I just want to sprinkle some days in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have to be one a week, but like try to get it to like an average of one a week for a year.
You know?
Like do like 52 of those days.
Yeah. That's great.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Let me know what you think of Peace Pies. So Peace Pies. Oh, I already gave it a
three.
Three. Right.
We need a bounce back restaurant here.
Well, I don't know, but next is Fatty's in Escondido, and that's actually a vegan Mexican food place that is very good. I believe I used to go to that one before El Veganito opened here. So it was like the closest vegan Mexican place.
Well, because Veganito, that one's new, right? Mm-hmm. Newish.
Newish, uh-huh. So, and then, yeah. So I'm going to give Fatty's. The thing is, like, I think I had ganasa fries there, the first I have had since I was vegan.
Okay.
So they hold a special place in my heart. And they were, it was delicious, but again, nothing so special that made me want to go back that much. I'm going to get it a four, though.
All right.
They're really good.
So now the tough question. Veganito or that one? Which one comes in higher? If you had to pick.
My God.
Like, you're hungry. You're choosing where to go to get food. Which one are you picking? If the distance was the same.
Okay, so I'm going to think, okay, distance is the same. Oh, I'm going to pick Veganito.
Okay. What puts it ahead, you think?
I think preference on the menu. That's it.
Okay.
But if that wasn't a thing, because Veganito has like confident burritos.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been to Fatty's in a long time, but... See, yeah, it's going to be preference because Fatty, I think they have like a vegan, it's more homey dishes. Okay. El Veganito is more like California Mexican.
Right, right.
Which is what I grew up on. So that has, I'm going to go eat that. But Fatty's is more like traditional Mexican.
Makes sense.
So I can't necessarily compare them in that sense.
So the menu choice.
Menu choice. Okay. Whatever I'm feeling, yeah. Plant Power, or you have had Plant Power.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's pretty good for fast food. You know, it's good fast food. Really good burgers.
Yeah.
The wing things or whatever they call them.
Oh.
They're okay.
Uh-huh.
The sauce is good, but I don't think that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good enough that if I went, I'd get them again.
Sometimes I crave their Caesar chicken salads. And I'll go get those. Yeah. Which is surprising, but... The burgers are great. I was obsessed with the chicken and waffle breakfast sandwich. Did you try that ever?
I haven't been for breakfast.
Oh my goodness. You have to try.
But now I have a question. So you are very picky about salads, but then you go to a fast food restaurant for salad?
Yeah, that's who I am, I guess.
Typical vegan.
I don't know. It's simple, but it's good. I mean, they do have good chicken,
yeah,
in my opinion. No,
I'll have to go during breakfast time.
Mm-hmm. I think it ends at 12 now. Thank God.
Yeah, that's
because
not bad.
It used to be like 10 or something, and I would never get there on time.
It's like 10, that's when breakfast starts.
That's when I'm waking up. Like, they removed that chicken and waffle sandwich I'm telling you about. It's off. It's gone forever.
Shame. I'm going to boycott them for that.
Someone needs to tell me the reason, because that was great. It had like a maple sauce, uh-huh. But like... Oh my goodness, it was so great. I have so many pictures of it. I'll show it to you.
All right.
What do you rate Plant Power?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to go to 4 too.
All right. What's your go-to?
No. I'm giving it a 5.
There she goes.
I'm giving it a 5. Yeah, what am I saying? I go there a lot.
It's not your first 5, but it's your first excited 5.
Yeah. Like, what am I? I'm going to go to 5.
This is the 5 you want to
give
out.
I go there so much. Like, yeah, this is it.
All right, you're going. You go for breakfast or lunch or dinner. Which, if you had to pick one, what's better? If they had your sandwich that they got rid of.
Oh, breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't find that anywhere.
Nope.
So it's great.
Plant Power breakfast.
Good job, Plant Power. You're doing great.
Fast food, they got a 5.
Next we have the purple mint. It's great. It's Asian food. You know what? They changed their menu.
For better or for worse?
I went recently. For worse. I was obsessed with it. They had the Kung Pao chicken, but now they use mushrooms instead of their chicken, which I'm sensitive with my mushrooms. That's a personal thing. Like,
yeah, mushrooms are iffy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're too mushroomy. I can't. Like, I have a thing with mushrooms. So that killed it for me because that was my go-to dish. Purple mint, you're at a 3 now.
Wow. What were they before? What would you have given them if they didn't replace the chicken?
4.
Dang. That's a big blunder.
Yeah.
Okay. But so that's what you usually get or used to get when you went
there. I don't know if that I'll go again unless like I really am tired of everything else.
Bring back the chicken.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that. I was sad. And then like it had cashews in the dish and they removed like it had like 3 cashews this time when before it had so many cashews and that was my favorite part. I like so the
you
crunch.
I
like the crunch. Yeah.
That's why I never got kung pao stuff.
You like the cashews?
The nuts in there. Nope.
We're not gonna go there. Every episode there's something that I'm just like,
my big thing is
texture. I am judging at the
You can judge me, we're just not allowed to judge them. That's
yeah,
the
I'm judging you. Yeah,
you see, it's just like texture. I shouldn't be like chewing into like soft chicken or soft tofu and then there just be a hard ass nut in there.
That's get them separately. Don't get on the same bite.
What am I supposed to do, like brush the peanut
yeah
off?
Do you not look at your food?
No,
I hate peanuts. I hate peanuts in my food, actually, because of a texture thing, too. Okay,
I'm pretty sure peanuts are the normal one, not cashews, right?
So yeah.
Maybe there they just do it a little different.
Yeah, but cashews are big, so you're not going to like...
They're also not as crunchy.
Right. They're not so that maybe that's hard. Better. Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you the cashew argument.
All right. Roots at UC San Diego. I went to UCSD, so I ate at Roots. I was vegetarian for like the last few months of school that I was there. Then I graduated. So I started going to Roots. I'm talking 2016. Okay. So I haven't been since 2016.
So the OG.
Yeah. And it was, I back then I didn't like it. I ate it because there was nothing else.
So what kind of food do they serve?
I can't even remember what I ate. I remember eating maybe like zucchini noodles.
So it's one of like the healthier.
It's definitely a healthier place. Maybe now I'd go in with a different perspective and I'd enjoy it way more.
Right.
But back then I was like, oh, this sucks. You know, I mean, I was a new vegan too.
Right. No, it's a difference.
So 2016 Daniela is going to give it a 2. 2016 Daniela. Now 2? I can't possibly rate it. It's the first 2. But then again, I can't really say much right now.
It's like a 2 with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Because it's not 2022.
Day. Right. Yeah.
You're rating it.
You're right.
All right. Cruel, but we'll move to the next one.
Split Bakehouse. Delicious. I mean, they make vegan conchas and like danishes and it's great. Split Bakehouse is going to get a 5. Again, ooh, there's not much I can say about baked goods, I feel like, but it's delicious.
That's another very unenthusiastic 5.
Yeah, I don't know why my expectations for baked goods is like they're good. Low. Yeah, no, like they're good, but like I expect that.
Right. So you have it low. You're like, you expect it. All right. So what do you get at this one? Because you got
the conchas.
Okay.
Because I grew up on conchas being Mexican and you can't find them anywhere and then they make them and then they're great.
So they meet the expectations of the conchas.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're great. They're pricey.
Yeah. That's also expected.
Like imagine me going into Mexico like when I was a child and getting a concha for like 2 pesos, which is like 10 cents.
Right.
And I go here and I'm paying $6 for a concha. What in the world?
No, you're paying $6 for a vegan concha.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Yeah. So that's a little
but they're difficult. Good at least.
They're great.
It would be bad if they were $6 and they didn't taste good.
Yeah. Okay. Taco Tarian. Tacotarian.
It's got a good name. Sounds promising.
I told you I have the stories for the vegan places. Tacotarian, I was obsessed with every time I went to Vegas because they're from Vegas.
Okay.
So I'd go to Vegas and I'd be like, I have to go to Tacotarian. It was nowhere near the strip, so I had to go out of my way to eat it. And it's great. But I was obsessed with it mostly, I think, because again, there weren't any options.
Well, and it was called Tacotarian.
Yeah.
Well, you're obsessed with cool it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that cool like you do, but like it's cool, but that's not the reason.
But it's the reason it's cool.
So yeah, vegan tacos, and they had like vegan elote, like corn on a cup with the vegan mayo and stuff, which I wouldn't find that anywhere back then. So imagine me being like, oh my God, I can have elote in a cup like at a place. I'm talking like probably like 2017 or 18.
Right, there's some nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I enjoyed that very much when I was in Vegas. We have one in San Diego now, which recently opened while I was away in Michigan. Now that I moved back, I've been twice. It's delicious. But it does. I'm going to give it a 3.
What a letdown. She hypes it all the way up and then goes 3.
I'm so
inconsistent. I don't think you're allowed to give it 3. Because how long have you been back from Michigan?
I came back in September.
Okay, so like 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you've already been twice?
Yeah.
I think that alone deserves more than a 3 because you're going back. You've been back and then returned.
I think it was more back. Like, okay, I already had so much of all my favorite places that I need something different. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. So is this one the same?
And I also went with my boyfriend's sister. So I remember thinking like, oh, I think this is a place that a non-vegan would like.
Okay.
It's a place that non-vegans like.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why I went that one time.
So there you go. For our listeners, it's a non-vegan place. That non-vegans like.
Yeah, they'll like it for sure.
All right. And if they go, what should they get?
Definitely the corn on the cup with taki powder on top, for sure.
Ooh.
And honestly, all the tacos were good. Oh, the milanesa taco was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get the milanesa taco. I don't know how to pronounce this. Tantinkai.
All right, let's just spell it for them just so they can look at it.
T-H-A-N-H space. T-I-N-H space. C-H-A-Y. It is Vietnamese.
Okay.
It's delicious. It's super like homemade food style. I haven't been since I've been back, but I was going a lot when I lived up there, like close to it. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay. What's your go-to dish there?
Turmeric chicken.
Okay.
So good. Oh, and I want it.
There you go.
It's like turmeric and a lot of pepper. It's very good with white rice.
Pepper always hits hard. That's what's
so good.
All right.
And then back then, because they were like rebranding it and stuff, and they would give me free desserts, which were always very delicious too.
Okay.
I don't even know what they were because they're Vietnamese, but.
But they were good.
They were That's good. What they yeah, were. Yeah. Like rice pudding maybe or something. I don't know.
Okay.
They were really good. And then we have Trilogy. You haven't mentioned Trilogy, right?
No, but I have been told I need to go.
Trilogy before. Is great. Trilogy is one of the healthy vegan places. Like very whole foods vegan place. And it is very delicious to be healthy. Like, yeah.
There you go. That's their new slogan. You just gave them free marketing.
Yeah. It's very good. I give Trilogy a 4. You can see the ocean on a clear day. And it's great. Like I always, whenever I leave Trilogy, I'm like, I feel good. I feel healthy. I'm like, okay. Oh, like I'm satisfied, but and I feel good.
All right. Yeah? So the big question is it priced like it's in La Jolla? The prices?
I can't remember. I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we have Veggin' Out burgers.
Yeah, probably not hard to get what they serve there.
And I'm going to give it a 2.
A two.
People love Veginal, but it's nothing special to me. That's why I'm going to give it a two.
So it's that much worse than Plant Power.
Yeah. Wait, Plant Power is a five.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the two are that different to you? The two places? The quality of the food?
Maybe not. Okay. No, it's just a preference thing.
So what separates them then? What do they serve? Is it like the breakfast that maybe sets the bun, other one apart?
Maybe too? The bun for okay. Veginal. Because I think they use a pretzel bun and I'm not a pretzel bun fan.
Yeah, those are hit or miss for sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm good.
And then, of course, the breakfast separates it.
Right.
That's okay.
Veganic Thai. My all-time favorite.
All right, so you got to sell it to us. Why should the viewers go there?
Oh my God, it's so delicious. Well, I do have to say Thai is my favorite food, my number one. And they have cream cheese wontons.
Oh.
You don't find those anywhere.
Nope.
And they're great. And they have corn. That might be something that people don't like, but they have corn mixed in it, like kernels in the okay. cream cheese. I'm a corn person. I am Mexican. I love corn. I mean, my catering company was called Maiz.
Hey, it's okay.
Which is corn in Spanish.
It's okay. I'm white and I also do enjoy corn.
It's got the juice.
Corn is universal. It unites us.
It does. So, and they have that. Like, everything I've tried is great. Like, everything is delicious. I want it now. I don't know. Like I that's one of the places where I switch up what I get, which says a lot about a place because everything I like.
Right.
I will say the only thing I don't prefer there is the pad thai, which is a classic, but
right.
everything else is delicious. The pad thai is not their best, but.
So is the pad thai not up to par, or is the other stuff just so good that it's just not worth getting the pad thai?
It's not up to par. There, okay. I have another place where I get pad thai. It's great.
So you do like
it's pad not an thai. All vegan place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I get like their, I forget the name, but it's like a curry noodle, dish that is so good. Their green apple salad is delicious. Just everything is great. So Veganic is gonna get a 5+.
5+. So if you go there. Branch out. Don't get the pad thai.
Yeah, don't get the pad thai.
Okay.
There's better options. And then we have Veggie Grill, which I'm sure everybody has tried.
Everyone but Connor.
Veggie Grill is... Yeah. I don't want to say much about Veggie Grill besides it's like native foods, like fast food, American food. It's not that great. I give it a 2.
Wow. So you see, this is why
I'll go there if I'm at the mall like that.
That's why this episode is fun, because these are also recommendations for me.
Yeah. Now you're like, okay.
I'm like, yeah, no, we don't need to go to that one.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's it for all vegan restaurants, but I know you have one that you want to mention that's not an all vegan. We recently learned.
We do have one that apparently doesn't fit the material, the criteria, but Cafe Gratitude is okay. It's like, okay, but the experience of ordering is fun.
Experience of ordering?
Yes, because all of their items are like, I am something.
Oh, so you order, I forgot about that.
I am happy. I am delighted.
I am gracious.
Yes.
Ethereal.
You know, and then it was like, I ordered like, I am thankful. And it was supposed to be like, I want to say like waffles for breakfast or something. Mm-hmm. And they were out of them.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was
like, you're no longer thankful.
Well, I think it was something else. Like it was something else. And then I got like the pumpkin French toast or something. And that was called I Am Thankful. And I was like, I am thankful. And I was like, but I'm not really thankful. Like, this is not what I wanted. That's and then crazy. I wanted like a latte. And it was either soy or oat milk.
And we know how you feel about the oat milk on.
Or it was like, they even had like homemade almond or something. I was like, one of these, and they're like, we don't have any of them or something like that. Or they were like, we only have oat. And so you could
That's
see
horrible.
Where you could see where that went.
Yeah.
I was like, give me a cup of black coffee.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not throwing oat in there. So we will not do that. So,
you had a bad experience.
But I've been there before and I got their, I think, carne asada burrito.
I haven't tried that. It's because Cafe Gratitude is one of the Whole Foods restaurants. Like, it's a healthy vegan
restaurant-ish, yeah. But it's also, it's just downtown. Like, it's not an easy experience going there because there's no parking. Like, there's mm-hmm. not a parking lot. So, like, when I went there with the same girl, so see, almost vegan restaurant and then vegan restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I parked in a parking spot that I was supposed to get a ticket, but there was just no one checking. It was like for one of the apartments, like if you weren't a resident, you were getting ticketed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll take my chance here. I'm hungry. I want to go eat. Like, I had work after. So I was like,
yeah,
maybe I get a ticket. Maybe I don't. And the food was, it was okay. It was good enough.
I think it's pretty good to avoid for like what it is.
3 stars. I'll give it 3. Because it's good enough. You go in and you're not really expecting anything spectacular. And they don't serve you anything spectacular. Yeah,
you're right. I'm going to give it a 3 as well.
So it's like, it's a 3, but it meets expectations.
Yeah. Cafe Gratitude is for like those people that are not vegan. Yeah, and they're like, well, I'm eating healthy.
I do think it's like a good entry level vegan spot too, though. Like if you're just becoming vegan or interested, like it's a spot where you could go and there's options you would like. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think it's good for.
Yeah. Was there another one?
You're talking about, did we go over Plumeria or whatever?
Oh, Plumeria. So Plumeria is not all vegan. It's vegetarian. Plumeria is delicious. I find myself, like, I prefer, because it's Thai food, I prefer veganic over Plumeria, but I realize that a lot of non-vegans like Plumeria more than they like veganic. My boyfriend being one of them. like people that I know that they're like, oh my God, Plumeria, like, it's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, but I like veganic better.
You're like, is it? What about this one?
Yeah, it's interesting. So
what do you think it is?
I think it's a 4.
No, I mean, like, what do you think? Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You think they're just wrong, huh? They're wrong about it. That veganic is better.
No, I'm probably the weird one, but that's fine. So it's okay. As long as I can have veganic, I don't care.
Yeah, less people at your restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
So 4 stars.
4 stars for veganic.
What do you get? No, for Plumeria.
Oh, Plumeria. Yeah.
So what do you get? What should they get if they go there?
I think a stir fry.
Okay.
Any of the stir fries are good.
Stir fries
never. Do not get the orange chicken.
No orange chicken.
Don't get it.
Why?
Highly breaded.
Okay.
And
not a good start.
Small pieces are my I love small pieces, but they're so small that they're like hard at that point.
Right.
Because
right.
It's like you're biting into like flour.
Right. It's not
a batter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like big pieces.
So it's they're not consistent.
It's not consistent. It's just not a nice experience to eat. And I couldn't finish it last time. And then I brought the leftovers and I couldn't even.
So Plumeria, good. Orange chicken there, bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Maybe I need to try something else there. Yeah. I have tried other dishes. I used to be obsessed with their salt and pepper tofu for a while. It's great. And then also like, I forgot which one, but they removed it from the menu as is. I mean, apparently everything that I like is bad, so I don't know what the situation is. But I'm not even going to say I'm the weird one or the one that doesn't have a good palate, because people be eating at McDonald's. So that's all I'm going to say. Right.
But that's what we do at my house. We make the salt and pepper tofu. We fry it. Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
It goes hard.
Great.
It goes hard. Well, now we all know which vegan restaurants to go to and which ones not to go to or that are not as good.
Yeah. We'll see if you trust me. If you don't trust me, then I don't know, do you? But let me know what you think if you try any.
If you disagree, you're wrong. But
no, if fine. I don't like any of the restaurants that you like,
you're wrong.
I'm the weird one. It's okay. I'll take it, but I'm not. But okay.
Right. And at the end of the day, who's judging? Not me.
Not me.